This is Ed Mazur, chairman of the City Club of Chicago. Our speaker today was the commissioner of the Department of Aviation, Jamie Ree. And she talked about the new O'Hare Field that is taking flight. O'Hare Airport, huge construction projects will be coming forth in the future. And five architectural designs are being considered for the global terminal that will put O'Hare Field number one once again in the airports of not only the United States but the world. And people can vote on their choices. You can vote either at O'Hare Field or you can vote at the Chicago Architecture Center located on Wacker Drive just east of Michigan Avenue. This will be the first city in the world with a global alliance terminal. There are five very competitive designs that will redefine O'Hare Field, will introduce Chicago once again to the world and the world to Chicago. In 2018, over 57 million visitors came through O'Hare and Midway airports. The city has had six consecutive years of passenger growth. This global terminal that Commissioner Reeve talks about will be an unprecedented capital investment in O'Hare and Midway. There will be new runways, new leases, new architecture. 100 million passengers will be served each year. O'Hare is the hub to American, United, Southwest, and it is the fifth busiest airport served by Spirit Airline. 900,000 takeoffs and landings will take place at O'Hare in 2019. Commissioner Ree said this will restore O'Hare to the number one airport in the world. The $8.5 million expansion program will involve a lot of different areas, including six new east-west parallel runways, increased connectivity. O'Hare will become one of six airports in the world that touch base on the most inhabited continents of the world. So we can look forward to a new global terminal, new satellite concourses, new development to the Elgin and Aurora areas, the expansion of Terminal 5 with nine new gates, a hub for major alliances. There will be tremendous opportunities for local and community hiring. Many small firms will have an opportunity to become prime contractors. Tens of thousands of new jobs are predicted by Commissioner Ree, including at the outset over 60,000 in the next several years. There will be collaborations with public schools, community colleges, and empowering youth. O'Hare will become more accessible than ever to passengers who need special considerations. The project will also involve reducing carbon emissions, involving green construction projects. There will be direct access to both airports, O'Hare and Midway, by public transit. 70% more passenger space in the concourses. They will double their width. There will be new baggage systems, expanded people mover systems, new hotel development projects. And the commissioner says, the competition that has made Chicago great will continue to lead us into the future. O'Hare, taking off into the 21st century.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of all of Chicago, the most American of American cities, Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
Thank you. Thank you. To all the engineers and construction firms that just stood, that doesn't get you a contract, so I just want to be clear. But I do appreciate you standing and all that. Don't worry, I've given all your names to Joe Ferguson to inspect, so don't worry about that. You're laughing a little too hard. First of all, I do want to thank Jay, not only for today, but I want to thank the City Club and Jay for having all the members of the cabinet and departments here to speak and to be present their case of how what they've done and be accountable to the public and using the forum here to do that. So give a hand to Jay Doherty and the City Club for that effort. I was here earlier the week, 2 days ago, where Dr. Morita, for our head of public health, reported that Chicago was at a historic low on teen smoking, a historic low on teen pregnancy, and a historic low on HIV/AIDS infection. And to all the Y chromosomes in the room, I hope it's not lost on you that Dr. Morita was here, Judy Freeland is here, Alicia Tate Nadeau is here, and our great speaker, Jamie Ree, is here in case the Y chromosomes want to know what the X chromosomes are doing right. But I do want to, today we're, as a city, embarking on something that I think is one of the most significant milestones in the future of the city, not the past, although it's somewhat of a recognition of the past. And the reason I say that is that there are a couple things you will do in your lives, one of them yesterday when we opened up the Richard J. Daley Community College, that do not just pay dividends today. They pay dividends for the future of the city for years to come. And if you place O'Hare, when Mayor Daley and basically embraced aviation and made O'Hare part of the city of Chicago, it would, in my view, happen to be one of the top 5 to 10 things that tell the future of the city of Chicago to the point we are today. There's just no doubt about it. But if you want to have a future, you got to keep investing in that future. And the truth is, for a long time, O'Hare was standing still, and the competition was passing us by. They were passing us by on international travel. They were passing us by on experience. They were passing us by on time and a whole sort of things at a point, and we were just resting on our laurels because of geography. And the fact is, O'Hare, and like Chicago because of Midway, we were unique. We were geographically located, but we were also unique as a city that we were the only city in all of North America that United, American, Southwest have their major operations. And the truth of the matter is, rather than invest in the future, as a city, we adopted a philosophy of resting on our laurels. And the competition started to pass us by. Now, my entire goal was to ensure that we did not become the biggest, we did not become the busiest, but we as a city, with our aviation system, became the best. And today marks that milestone because we are going to be the first city in the United States of America with a Global Alliance terminal. It represents... Now, sometimes you learn when you start talking to your staff, that's one thing, and then you, when you go home and you're trying to explain it to your teenage daughter, well, what does that mean? So to all of you, it means that you won't need a Fitbit to get around O'Hare anymore. That she understood. But what a Global Alliance terminal, that was something for this room. But it's more than just a Global Alliance terminal. And today, in my view, it brings two strains together, two unique characteristics about the city, two strengths of the city. We are the aviation hub of America and the world. And we are also the architectural and design hub of the world. Both of those will come together today in the Global Alliance Terminal. We have five unbelievable internationally competitive designs as a city to pick from, with great architects that will redefine not just O'Hare, that will introduce the world to the city of Chicago and Chicago to the world. And when you think about the skyline of Chicago up against Lake Michigan, it is really the way Chicago's image is to the world, and it's our image back to ourselves. Global Alliance Terminal will become part of that mental landscape as we present ourselves to the world. Just last Friday, we announced that Chicago welcomed 57.6 million visitors, a record high 6 consecutive years. In 2011, it was at 39 million. For 5 consecutive years, the city of Chicago is the number one city for corporate relocations in America. And for 6 consecutive years, we're the number one city for global, international, direct foreign investment. A lot of that has to do with our talent, our universities, our community colleges. A lot of that also has to do with the fact that we have an aviation system that allows you to get anywhere in the world, any time of day, directly, multiple times a day, weather permitting, and that's something that we in the City Council are working on right now. But I say that when you think about it, and I've done a lot of corporate recruitment, I'm on the phone constantly, and one anecdote to give you an example of this, We always send the company where the, if they came here versus a Dallas or Houston or some other city we're competing against, we say, okay, give us your markets. Where are your clients? Where are your customers? And then we run how we serve their major clients from Chicago versus what our competitive city or cities do. And when we lay down what O'Hare and Midway do, number one city, 5 years in a row for corporate relocations. And I think we can conclude it's not because I have a winning and charming personality. Jamie, that one you're laughing too hard to, and I figured out who was laughing too hard. Today, this terminal, in my view, brings the two unique strains of the city together. It will be something we will look back on as a trigger point where we flip the scales again to Chicago's advantage. It's already rated as the best connected airport in North America, number two in the world. We're the only airport in all of the United States that you can get to all the continents. That's one way of measuring it. The other way of measuring it is the experience of the flying customer unique and enjoyable. I believe the expansion of O'Hare 21, the terminal being one piece, the new gates being another, the new culinary experience there, the ability to get to the airport, if we do that right, Berlin, Beijing, Tokyo, London, watch out, Chicago's coming for you. And that's the type of investment we're about to embark. Now, when you do something like this and you're about to go spend just on this alone $8.5 billion, $400 million at Midway, not counting the runways, so when it's all in, it's real close to about $12, $15 billion. You want the best professional person who, when they took over a troubled area like procurement, raised it to a standard that now other cities go, we got to go follow what Chicago's doing at procurement. That's Jamie Ree. Since I asked Jamie to hand and take procurement over not just for the city of Chicago, but for all the sister agencies and see it, she raised everybody's bar, saving millions of dollars for the taxpayers, and also doing it by also instilling the best professional standards. She brings a certain joy and enthusiasm that I like to make sure that sometimes I wonder what she's drinking in the morning. I don't understand it. But she has an enthusiasm for the job and enthusiasm for public service that's unique. And so we've made this decision, and we're about to go do something that's unprecedented capital investment in modernizing the most important airport in the United States and one of the most important airports in the world. Who better than the right person at the right time at the right moment than Jamie Ree, my good friend Jamie Ree.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Emanuel. Thank you, Jay Doherty, and the entire staff at the City Club for having me here today. And thank you to my husband, Mike Carlson, because if you think the mayor has a hard time putting up with me, you can imagine what he has to deal with every day. And then I also want to thank my staff supporting me here today. I've got Lauren, I've got Rebecca, and I've got George. If we could give them a round of applause, because I couldn't do anything without them. And also a special thanks to my colleagues, Alicia Tate-Nudeau and Judy Friedland. Thank you. Your service is unmatched, and your commitment to public service should make us all proud. Thank you. And Alderman Villegas, Chairman, you've been such a supporter. I just want to say thank you publicly. We could not do all of the good things that we have done to bring the communities together and to really take all of these different programs that we've worked on for so many years and really put them to the test. So thank you for your commitment as well. So I would not be standing here today if it weren't for the support of Mayor Daley and Mayor Emanuel. I've had the privilege of serving both mayors, and there is no one that I know that cares more deeply about those cities than the two mayors that I have served. So again, I just want to thank them for all that they have done for this great city and continue to do. They have taught me the honor of public service, as well as the duty that we have to ensure that every Chicagoan in every neighborhood has the chance at economic opportunity. From my humble beginnings as an airport information representative at O'Hare to the general counsel of the O'Hare Modernization Program, then as my time as chief procurement officer and now as commissioner of the Department of Aviation, I really feel and I'm thrilled to be back home where it all started for me. The city is very fortunate to have a mayor who has fought so hard for our airports. Nearly $11 billion in projects have been secured for O'Hare and Midway during his tenure, reflecting some of the biggest capital projects underway in U.S. aviation. When you look around, it's really hard to find examples of other cities that have done so much in such a short amount of time as Mayor Emanuel has done for O'Hare alone. Three runways, new lease agreement, a modern new terminal agreement, and today the launch of our process to select the architect that will be tasked with designing our new O'Hare Global Terminal. But before I talk about O'Hare 21, I just want to say that 2018 was a great year for Chicago's airports. I'm so appreciative of the more than 1,400 staff members at the Chicago Department of Aviation. They come from all 77 community areas across the city, and it is their dedication and commitment to service and quality that make the success of the airports possible. Between both airports, we serve more than 100 million passengers every year, one of just 11 airport systems to do so globally. While Chicago is a great home for our three hub carriers, American, United, and Southwest, we are also in a place where competition is thriving. Ultra-low-cost carriers have grown nearly 30% in the past 10 years at O'Hare and is now Spirit Airlines' fifth busiest airport. And while the numbers are still coming in for 2018 and being tallied, we do expect that O'Hare will once again regain its title as the busiest airport in the world in terms of takeoff and landings, with nearly 900,000 flights last year. Number one. And in addition to all that, we handle nearly 2 million tons of cargo annually. However, to continue prospering, Chicago must make investments into our aviation facilities. So I want to spend my time here today really talking about the unprecedented $8.5 billion expansion of O'Hare, a direct result of the vision of Mayor Emanuel, the City Council, our airline partners, and our legislators to keep Chicago at the forefront of aviation and connected to the world, O'Hare 21. This modernization initiative is more than a terminal expansion project, although it certainly includes that. Rather, O'Hare 21 is a critically important and necessary step in Chicago's ongoing journey to remain a premier international destination and hub for travelers and for commerce. Securing that position as a preeminent global city required a comprehensive strategy. And what's going on at O'Hare right now is a vital piece of that strategy, and here's why. Chicago-based Boeing estimates that international travel to and from North America will rapidly grow over the next two decades. We need to continue to increase Chicago's share of these passengers, both local and international, and connecting passengers. In 2017, O'Hare's international passengers grew by 6% versus 2016. And in 2018's growth, through October, saw over 10% in growth. While that is a vast improvement of the modest growth rates experienced earlier in this decade, there is opportunity for even more growth and rapid growth. Location matters. O'Hare is in a league of its own when compared to other non-coastal cities. Actually, more closely resembles an international coastal city gateway like New York or LA from an air service perspective. But our location in the middle of the U.S., combined with a robust business environment and a record number of inbound visitors, has helped support hubs for both United and American at O'Hare. These hubs allow O'Hare to provide the largest number of nonstop domestic destinations served of any airport in the country, 184 in all. And because of our location, we can provide faster connections to Europe and Asia for travelers through O'Hare than our coastal airport peers, anywhere from a 30 to 150-minute time savings, depending on their point of origin. This alone has led O'Hare to facilitate the most connections to Asia and Europe of any airport in the country. In fact, OAG, the official airline guide, studied a hub airports and concluded that O'Hare is the most connected airport in the United States and second in the world only to London Heathrow. Investment fuels growth. And we've known that for years. Chicago unveiled the ambitious O'Hare Modernization Program, or the ONP, in 2001 to reconfigure expanding the antiquated airfield system. Increasing capacity was a logical next step, but more flights in and out, new routes, better connections, and greater reliability. By 2021, our ambitious plan to provide 6 east-west parallel runways will be realized. This will have been accomplished by building 1 new runway, reconfiguring 3 existing runways, and extending 2 existing runways. Even before completion, our strategy at O'Hare is already producing meaningful results. We've significantly increased O'Hare's connectivity, the ratio of scheduled flights to destinations served, which has enhanced our opportunity for growth as both a domestic and an international hub. We've also been able to reduce delays. O'Hare has made steady gains on improving efficiency for customers with over 60% fewer delays today than 10 years ago. And we've done all of this while adding service. Just last year alone, O'Hare added 17 new international routes, including nonstop services to Bogota, Addis Ababa, and Auckland, with 5 new international routes already announced for 2019, which include Athens and Lisbon. We are now one of just 6 airports worldwide that touches each of the inhabited continents with nonstop service. And all of this would not have been possible without the steadfast support of the Federal Aviation Administration, which has been a tremendous partner in the city with this undertaking. The FAA contributed greatly to the planning of the airfield reconfiguration, led the effort to provide environmental approval for the program, and has continued to give monetary support and contributions to keep the modernization moving forward. O'Hare's success today would not be possible without this great partnership. Chicago, and indeed our region's continuing economic growth and progress, requires investment in O'Hare, particularly in our terminals. Passengers have choices, and we need to ensure that O'Hare is their number one choice. Whether they are a domestic or an international traveler, whether they're traveling from Boston for a game or Charleston for vacation, whether it's a trip to Columbia to close a business deal, or New Zealand for a family adventure. While adding routes has allowed us to take advantage of increased demand, particularly international travel, we need larger, more flexible, and a more modern terminal configuration that centralizes and integrates domestic and international operations with greater efficiency and convenience for our airline partners and our customers. This includes more gates so that we can continue to attract additional flights and passengers, and wider gates to accommodate the newer, larger aircraft of the future. So this is where O'Hare 21 comes into play. And today I want to share with you 21 things that you need to know about O'Hare 21 and the significant and tangible results and benefits that this project will provide the city, its residents, Chicagoland businesses of all types and sizes, and all of our airport users. O'Hare 21 includes 4 major components. Most importantly, the construction of the new global terminal, which will transform our 56-year-old Terminal 2 into an integrated terminal handling both domestic and international flights with new aircraft gates and more passenger amenities. With this new Terminal 2 at the center of the airport, arriving passengers will be able to exit immigration faster and connect to other flights with ease. This will dramatically improve connectivity, capacity, and efficiency for both O'Hare and for our airline partners. Next, 2 new satellite concourses with additional aircraft gates configured for and sized for modern new aircraft as well. Third is the expansion of Terminal 5, the first since the terminal opened nearly 25 years ago. It's going to provide up to 9 new additional gates and offer new passenger amenities. And finally, new highway ramps connecting Elgin O'Hare Expressway, which my former boss, Rosie Andolino, used to say, the O'Hare-Elgin Expressway, which neither goes to O'Hare or Elgin. It finally is being done, so kudos to her. and built on the west side of the airport will for the first time facilitate access from the west. This $8.5 billion project will not use local taxpayer money. Like other major construction projects at O'Hare and Midway, it will be largely funded by our airline partners. The support and partnership of the airlines is critical to the success of this plan, and we have been working very closely with United and American and our other airline partners to develop our plans to redesign O'Hare for the future. When O'Hare is completed, we'll be one of only three airports in the world that has capacity to serve as hub for all three global alliances, Star Alliance, One World, and SkyTeam. O'Hare 21 also represents an unprecedented opportunity to engage the community in the process of making airport work better and smarter for passengers, while also delivering real benefits to the residents and businesses throughout our 77 community areas and throughout the city and across the Chicagoland region. To move O'Hare 21 forward, we're going to need the help of all businesses of all types and sizes throughout the city and beyond. And we'll be focusing on carving out as many projects and opportunities as we possibly can to allow a diverse range of businesses to share in the economic vitality of our airports. This includes our local and community hiring requirements, incentives, and partnerships. In sum, more than $2 billion in O'Hare 21 contracts will go to small, minority-owned businesses, women and veteran-owned businesses, and businesses with owned by people with disabilities. This will include having smaller firms take on opportunities as primes, as well as in subcontracting roles. It is, after all, small businesses that is the lifeblood of our communities. We'll work with CPO Shannon Ree and the Shannon Andrews. I can't leave my old job. We'll work with CPO Shannon Andrews and the Department of Procurement Services to maximize every opportunity we have to increase access and participation for small local firms to continue living up to our values of inclusion and integrity in all of our contracting. For example, in the lead architect for the new global terminal, we've asked for a commitment to mentor at least two small local firms so that Chicago's very own can gather valuable experience and be in a position to grow capacity. We're committed to incorporating this approach and other creative measures in all of our future contracts. O'Hare 21 is going to create tens of thousands of new jobs, good jobs that will lead to aviation careers, from construction to architects, engineering to IT, hospitality, and more. Under the leadership of Alderman Sawyer, Alderman Villegas, and the Diversity Working Group, as well as the Aviation Committee led by Alderman and Chairman Matt O'Shea, we'll continue working with our contractors, community, and airline partners to help connect job seekers to these opportunities. The five citywide job fairs that we held in 2018 are just a start. They have attracted more than 1,300 job seekers, and we have planned more for this year. This is just a slice of what's to come, and all of this will complement the work of the Cook County Workforce Partnership and be paired with a comprehensive economic inclusion plan, anchored in expanded partnerships with city agencies and community nonprofits, as well as our unions, to ensure that all Chicago area residents who want to be involved in this historic opportunity can develop skills needed to pursue and succeed in these careers. We are particularly focused on advancing opportunities for youth and for the un- and underemployed by collaborating on training programs that will continue to grow the diversity of our workforce. This will expand on our high school and college internships and mentoring programs offered through Mayor Emanuel's One Summer Chicago program. I am committed to personally growing our partnerships with the City Colleges and the Chicago Public Schools and all of our sister and partner agencies to spark interest in creating new opportunities for youth and others to get involved in ORD 21 and help them prepare for their career in aviation. Through our planning for O'Hare 21, we're looking to build partnerships to make our airport more welcoming and more accessible to all of our passengers. Just last month, we launched a new advisory group aimed at optimizing accessibility features to make Chicago one of the most accessible airports in the world. I'd like to thank Commissioner Tamley for her assistance through the Mayor's Office with People with Disabilities for her leadership here at this task force. We're already rolling out Changing Places restrooms, with the first now open in Terminal 2, to better serve all travelers with disabilities and limited mobility. As we continue to phase in new features and amenities throughout the airport, counsel from this advisory group will continue to be of the utmost importance, with a goal of removing barriers and making it easier to access Chicago's airports. Sustainability will also be a priority throughout the design and construction process. Our partners throughout the airport have joined us in this commitment as we all seek to reduce our carbon emissions. O'Hare 21 will be aligned with these guidelines, detailed in the Sustainable Airports Manual, essentially the lead for airports. And these guidelines are currently being refreshed to include all activities at the airport, including our terminal operations. Many policymakers have provided strong leadership in making O'Hare 21 a reality. In addition to Mayor Emanuel, the City Council, we're thankful for the support of Senators Durbin and Duckworth, as well as the Illinois Congressional Delegation, particularly Representatives Lipinski, Quigley, Krishnamoorthy, and Schakowsky, as well as the suburban mayors and many other regional partners who have been important and active supporters. These relationships and support will continue to be incredibly important to our work. The success of O'Hare 21 will improve access and connectivity within the airport itself, and it will make it easier to get into and from the airport in the first place. We'll continue to rely heavily on collaborations and partnerships with the Illinois State Highway Association and IDOT, who have been facilitating new roadways around the airport, including the Elgin O'Hare Expressway, and continue to make progress. The Chicago Transit Authority, which enables more than 3 million passengers to travel to and from the airport on public transit every year. You may not know, but Chicago is just one of many handfuls of cities in the world that actually have direct access to both airports by public transportation. Also, CDOT, the Chicago Infrastructure Trust, and the Mayor's Office, as we develop O'Hare Express service to make it even quicker to get from downtown to the airport and vice versa. Now the stuff that you've all been waiting for. Within the walls of the airport itself, O'Hare 21 will bring a number of major infrastructure improvements and new amenities to our travelers. While we're still in the process of figuring and determining exactly what that's going to look like, I can tell you that new terminals and concourses will be more spacious, with more than 3 million square feet added, up to 2.2 million alone in the new O'Hare Global Terminal. We're building larger and more functional passenger facilities. On average, new gates provided as part of O'Hare 21 will come with nearly 70% more waiting areas, circulation, restrooms, and concession space. New concourses will be up to double the width of the concourses they are replacing in many locations. We're also adding more than 100,000 square feet of new commercial, amenity, and airline lounges in the Global Terminal, including the new satellite concourses that will increase the total commercial space in what are now the domestics of 1, 2, and 3 by approximately 75%. This will include additional mother's rooms, yoga rooms, service animal relief areas, as well as many more creative, emerging features and amenities. We will also add more than 50 unique dining and retail brands at O'Hare, with a heavy concentration on local brands. This is similar to what's been done as part of our Midway modernization, which has been very well received by our traveling public. Airline lounge space will nearly double in Terminals 1, 2, and 3, including new lounges for the O'Hare Global Terminal for both United and American, as well as their international airline partners. We'll also be expanding or adding lounges within the new satellite concourses. At Terminal 5, we're investing nearly $1 billion to not only add gates, but to double passenger amenities, airline lounge, and concession space. Up to 15 new brands will be added to the expanded terminal once the construction is complete in 2021. Additionally, premium passenger airline space in Terminal 5 will increase by approximately 70%, including a new consolidated SkyTeam Alliance lounge for Delta Airline and its international airline partners. Expanded and modernized baggage handling systems will be implemented in all of the terminals, providing a more improved automation and better integration with the latest TSA baggage security screening systems. This will include enhanced real-time tracking of bags in the system, storage capacity for early bags, and additional capacity for both originating and transfer baggage. This should assist in reducing lost bags and enable shorter connecting times for checked luggage. We're also exploring other options to improve traveler experience, such as luggage concierge services. An expanded and modernized airport transit system, otherwise known as the People Mover, will enhance access in and around the airport for travelers. It will feature larger, more modern cars, providing a more faster and reliable journey to and from remote parking and all of O'Hare's passenger terminals in 9 minutes or less. This includes the newly opened multimodal facility, which houses all of our rental car companies, a new economy parking lot, and closer to the metro station. The work is currently underway and scheduled to be completed this fall. As you may know, last month we took the existing ATS out of service to facilitate the completion of this modernization project. Until service resumes, we are working closely with the CTA to let everyone know and consider taking the train to catch a plane. The Blue Line is reliable and an affordable option for travelers from downtown area to get to O'Hare in 45 minutes or less. 24/7 shuttle service will transport passengers to all terminals on airport parking and rental car facilities. The shuttle service is scheduled to stop at designated pickup points every 5 to 10 minutes. We're working hard to minimize any inconvenience or disruption to our passengers throughout this process while we bring this critical infrastructure project to fruition. You can actually visit our website at flychicago.com to see a short video and to see exactly what the ATS system and the improvements are going to deliver. Hotel development projects are also in the works. Through our recently renewed partnership with Hilton Hotels, we're delivering an exciting upgrade to the O'Hare Hilton and are expecting and exploring costs right now to design of a second airport hotel to be connected to the Terminal 5 area. On airport, hotel accommodations are becoming increasingly important in our industry, and making improvements to expanding our hotels will keep O'Hare competitive and offset costs of our modernization and provide additional conference space. Roadway and landside and access enhancements will address the increasing passenger volume. The number of local passengers flying to and from O'Hare grew by 30% over the last 5 years, amounting more than 10 million trips to and from the airport in last year alone. Airports all over the country are experiencing similar challenges, and expanding surface access to traveler demands grow and preferences change on how to get to and from the airport, such as ride-sharing services. We're always looking to make improvements and are expanding and upgrading old infrastructure through roadway and landside improvement projects, both within the airport as well as collaborating with other agency partners to explore creative solutions in the areas surrounding the airport. O'Hare 21 will feature new and expanded security services. This will include changes to enhance the arrivals experience for international passengers entering the United States through O'Hare. We will renovate the existing federal inspection services at Terminal 5 to streamline passenger processing and improve circulation within the facility, as well as add new state-of-the-art facility for passengers arriving in the global terminal. We'll also be working to make changes to the domestic passenger screening experience through a more automated screening lanes and consolidated passenger checkpoints. This will build on O'Hare's performance as one of the top airports with the lowest wait times in the system while maintaining critically important safety protocols. It's important to note that it will always be a priority to maintain a safe and secure airport for the protection of our travelers and employees at O'Hare and Midway. Chicago continues to benefit from our multi-layered approach to security that includes the Chicago Department of Aviation staff, our airport security officers and supervisors, the TSA, and Chicago Police Department. We are so grateful for these partnerships, and I would really like to recognize our federal partners, especially TSA, our air traffic controllers, and Customs and Border Protection professionals for their professionalism and commitment during the challenges presented by the government shutdown over the past few weeks. Give them a round of applause. Their services are essential for our ability to maintain effective airport operations. So a lot of work has already been done, but more is underway, and yet more to come on O'Hare 21 with an estimated completion date for everything. Runways, the Terminal 5 extension, construction of the new global terminal by 2028. I'm sure everyone is curious as to how this will all roll out. The short answer, our plan will roll out in phases with the cooperation of all of our partners. This is a high-level timeline for O'Hare 21 projects moving forward. New gates in the L Concourse opened last spring, marking the first new gates at O'Hare since 1993. These new gates alone allow for approximately 40 new flights every day. The Terminal 5 extension will be completed in 2021, giving us larger gate areas to fit modern international aircraft, as well as incorporating a number of the amenities we discussed earlier. Longer term, two new satellite concourses to the west of the existing terminals will replace the oldest gates in Terminal 2 with modern facilities and create developable space for the O'Hare Global Terminal, which is due for completion in 2028. As you can see, it's a big project, perhaps one of the biggest city public infrastructure works of our time. The good news is Chicago always lives up to its reputation as the city that works, and we're confident that O'Hare 21 can be successfully undertaken while maintaining an operating airport, and that is our plan. Work closely with our airline partners to implement O'Hare 21 as quickly and efficiently as possible while minimizing disruptions to operations and passengers. We're also committed to implementing O'Hare 21 with integrity, transparency, and compliance. We'll be bringing an independent integrity monitor to assist the Department of Aviation in ensuring the city's diversity and compliance standards are upheld throughout this project. Given my background in procurement, it is especially important to me that we never stop improving on the progress that we've made. Finally, we are committed to listening to and keeping residents and passengers informed every step of the way. That being said, we have an important announcement to share with you to round out this list. Today, the city unveiled the proposed designs of the new O'Hare Global Terminal, and we're excited to pay tribute to the city's tradition for innovation and architecture by rolling out this unique competition that will involve the public's feedback and design. Terminal models from the five shortlisted teams are now on public display at the Chicago Architectural Center through January 23rd. You can also visit the interactive exhibit in Terminal 2 at O'Hare or view them online at voteord21.com. We're hoping travelers and residents alike will share their feedback on these exciting new design concepts that will shape Chicago's gateway for tens of millions each year. In fact, we opened up the voting this morning and we already have had over 1,000 responses to our survey. This is the first of many opportunities the public will have to be engaged in O'Hare 21. As we prepare to modernize O'Hare's terminal facilities over the next decade, we will continue to welcome feedback on how new and expanded O'Hare Airport can better serve everyone. O'Hare keeps Chicago's 2.7 million residents connected to the world and helps connect the world to our wonderful, vibrant city in America's heartland. We're excited for the changes and improvement that O'Hare 21 will bring, keeping us competitive and solidifying the important role that the airport plays for Chicagoans and world travelers alike. Now, let's show them what Chicago can do. Thank you.
Whoa, unbelievable. Anyhow, a lot of information. If you were taking notes and you think you missed out on something, we live stream this. We also have a podcast over WGN or in cooperation with WGN Radio. Just go to www.cityclubofchicago.org and you can get all of that information. So if anyone has any questions, just hold up your blue card and members of our staff will come around and pick them up. We have one question here, Jamie, from Tom McElroy with Level 1 Global Solutions. Can you speak to the professional services that will be required, your commitment to certified MBA firms to prosper and grow? We talked a lot about this, but maybe hit it again.
You got it. So as you can tell from my speech, it was hard for me to let go of procurement. Actually, they kind of pulled me out of there like this because it's such a passion of mine to be able to impact the lives of so many and to really engage our communities in the business of the government. We will be working very closely with procurement. Shannon Andrews is amazing. We will be working to do outreach to make sure that we are certifying more and more MBEs, WBEs, businesses owned by people with disabilities as well as veteran-owned businesses. This program, being what it is going to have an opportunity for everyone. So professional services, construction, regardless of what type, we are looking at all different kinds of our incentive programs that we currently have in place, as well as working with all of our assist agencies who have been great partners in this endeavor to come up with more creative solutions to constantly look at how do we challenge ourselves to come up with greater diversity. So thank you, Thomas, for that. It is critical, and it's near and dear to my heart, and it will continue to be a priority for us as we move this program forward. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
I saw a member of our staff pick up some questions, but it's like taking a slow boat to you know where to get it up here. Okay, come on, Sam. Yeah, you don't know when we get that fast route
we'll
to
take the plane. That's right.
Take the plane, or you know,
take the train to the plane.
Mr. Musk, we need your help here. Okay. I would like to recognize someone in our audience that I didn't see before and strong supporter of the City Club, former Commissioner of General Services for the City of Chicago, now with Siemens, Judy Martinez. Judy, thank you very much. Okay, I'll do my best. This is Tamara Holmes. Where are you, Tamara? Back there. President of CEO Aerostar. Jamie, how does O'Hare 21 plan to create a pipeline of aviation talent across and beyond the project, linking programs seamlessly? That's an easy one.
Yeah, that's great. Absolutely. And Tamara, it's actually working with companies like yours to really bring exposure to our communities on the different kinds of careers that are available. We really don't look at this as job opportunities. We look at it as career opportunities. I've already spoken with Dr. Jackson and with the chancellor of the city colleges to start looking at how do we introduce aviation curriculums into both of our CPS schools as well as our city colleges. So we're going to continue working on that. You're going to see we're going to put out an RFP that is going to be enlisting the services of the professionals that are out there throughout our Chicagoland community that are dedicated to doing just that. So you will see a lot more to come on that, but that is absolutely high on our priority is to make sure that we're taking advantage of the workforce that we have here in all of these different careers. And there will be some exciting news coming out hopefully within the next couple of weeks on the design competition and how we're going to incorporate even more public feedback and some educational opportunities for our CPS students. Thanks.
So if you thought there was no exciting news until the Cubs pitchers and catchers report on February 14th and the White Sox on the 12th, there's a lot coming up in the next couple of weeks, so just keep tuned. This is from Jack Lavin, the CEO of the Chicago Chamber of Commerce. Jack, where are you today? Right over there. Good. What's the impact of the government shutdown on O'Hare Midway, delays, TSA attendance, and so on?
Thank you. It's such a critical question. And again, it goes back to our partnerships that we have with our TSA and CBP and the air traffic controllers. We are still experiencing under 15-minute wait times, which is some of the lowest in the country. Our FSD, Starks at O'Hare, is incredibly collaborative, and we communicate with them every day. We have contingency plans in case, but we are still performing on time as we speak now. Thank you.
Very good. You know, one of the things I didn't see in your presentation, and maybe you could answer this. You know, sometimes you get out to your gate, and there is that occasional delay or wait for your plane, and you sit on those seats. They are the most uncomfortable seats ever designed. Can you do anything, Commissioner, to give us a little more padding?
Okay, we'll work on that with the new global terminal and satellites. We'll make sure we have some extra padding in those seats. We're going to increase all the passenger amenities, so that's it's curb to gate. That's what we're looking at. And actually, you will have some opportunities in the future to like give us that input. So we're going to encourage you all to go vote. Vote ORD 21. Please make sure that you make your voice heard on these amenities, and if there's there will be a future opportunity for us to take some of that into consideration. So we'll work on those seats for you.
Speaking of voting, Commissioner, you know, how many times can you vote in this survey? This can we vote early and vote often?
Early
this
enough
is Chicago.
We're not tracking the votes, so that's good.